Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I wanted to tell you, I haven't told you something that I haven't told you something.
What?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Guys, welcome back to the podcast. We are really it's interesting because the COVID climate is changing rapidly.
Yeah.
And people all over and wherever you're living, there's a different, mandates.
Yeah.
You know, like, crazy.
You know, I got a text from, we have like a street, the people on our street that are cool, not annoying, a text that said, you know how that you can see on the map, where COVID, how many COVID cases are in your neighborhood and stuff.
Yeah.
And on our street, there's been 0 cases.
Oh.
Reported.
But then it's, sorry, if it's around, who went to what store? And did they go to the store as we shop at? You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, that's the craziest part is like, I know when this is, it's such a rotating conversation, never ending. But
yes.
When I think about like, I can't see my mom, but I can go to a grocery store where other people have been.
And she can go to the grocery store.
But I can't see her, but we could both be around hundreds of other people who've been in that grocery store. I mean, you know what I'm saying, girl?
I actually had like, I did have a question with my mom just being like, you know, this is, I'm beginning to be like, if we've been like in isolation for 2 weeks and well, 8 weeks or whatever, and haven't seen anyone, like,
It's very confusing. I just feel like, you know what it reminds me of a lot of the time?
What?
It reminds me of how, and this is going to, I hope this comes out right. When they say that pregnant women can't drink, okay,
hold yes. on.
Or breastfeeding women can't drink, I feel like they're talking to the people. No, I'm not, okay, you got to keep listening. I feel like they're talking to the people who don't have common sense.
Right.
A lot of people don't have common sense. So when you're pregnant, can you have a sip of wine? Yes, you can. But I'm a response. If someone's like, here, can you just try this wine? See if you like it. Just buy you a case once you have the baby. I can have that. But
I like a case, not a bottle, a case. Got it.
But it's about common sense. And, you know, I was listening to somebody was interviewing, I think, like the premier, and he was like, and they were saying specific things like this, you know, and he was like, you just got to use your common sense, you know, basically, like, if you're smart enough to make the right decision and you know what you're doing is okay, then that's,
you know, why they say,
but
yeah,
but a lot of people do not have common sense, so they have to make blanket statements.
So with the wine thing, you know why they say the drinking and the thing, it's not, it's because if you have a glass of wine during the time that something's being developed at that time, which you don't know when, because your baby's always developing, that's when things can happen. So they don't, because they have no specification of, like, so if you sip a glass, fine, but if you're drink, like, how do I put it? So
I know what you're saying.
You know how Olivia has that thing in her mouth?
Yeah.
Like from her teeth?
Yeah.
Because at the time there was a development in her mouth and her body, she took an antibiotic at the exact same time, fluky and not common, but it happened. So that's weird because we can't, and her teeth might not, her teeth, they think weren't even developed yet. They were somewhere in her, like she must've had an ear infection when she was like 7 months or something.
Huh.
And so the dentist was like, when she was, or I took something when I was pregnant or something happened. That the development at the same time, Shauna was like, it's crazy, but they coincided together and that's what happened. And I was like, whoa. She's like, that's where we get, that's where those things become problems.
Yeah.
So not, so it's like a bit, that's why they kind of do that. But no, I understand what you're saying. You know what the bigger thing is for me, that there's no consistency. And I guess this disease has no consistency because, you know, like that guy who's in LA, who's like 41 and lost his leg from COVID. And they said that his lungs, I watched a story yesterday and she was like, his wife was like, he's like a Broadway singer. And
yeah,
they, oh God, my thing just fell out. She basically said his lungs are like, he's been smoking for 50 years. There's holes in them from COVID, holes in his lungs. And she's like, he's never smoked a day in his life.
And he's completely healthy.
Complete. He was. He's yes. not right now. No. But yeah. So they were. And yeah. So anyways, it's this unknown, which is the problem. And so I understand why people are doing it. It's just, you know, it's just, it's like you say, you go back and forth between being like, oh, and then being like, I get it. You know what I mean? Like it's
totally.
It's a very weird.
It's like a bipolar thoughts about COVID. But every
yeah,
time,
like you're like screw it, and then you're like, oh, but no, it's really bad. You know.
Whenever I hear the word antibiotics, I think about this. If you like antibiotics and getting caught in the rain,
I didn't know that.
I know.
So if you're a mom at home and you're like, oh God, like the rest of us are like, oh God, you know, I would say that my kids overall, it's weird. The little one's getting bored now.
Ooh, touche.
Like the older ones are settling in. And
yeah.
I feel like the little one is now kind of, because I feel like her at that, which is so crazy because at each age they need something different, you know, different stimulation. And I feel like her, and I'm sure probably TJ might be feeling it too. They really are, they are creative when they're with their friend, with their people, because they play differently than the older ones are playing. Cause the older ones don't really play.
Right.
They do things right. And the little ones, they play like they actually chitty chat and they do like different things. And I'm finding, I think she's really, cause I can't play like a 4 year old cause I'm not a 4 year old.
That's right.
You know, and they talk in 4 year old, like they actually talk like 4 year olds and
yeah.
Anyways, I'm now finding her like moody, way moodier than ever before. Huh. And I'm finding her, I think it's because she's bored.
Shit.
and I can't give her what she needs, you know? Like, I'm not enough. You know how everyone's like, you know, we often say, like, you are enough as a mom. Like, you're totally, like, they don't need a different mom, but they need more than just mom.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's a good distinction that people need to know. Like, the people who don't leave their kids, you know, and who are like, now I'm like, oh my God, my kids need so much more than just me, and that more than I can't give them everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Do I still sound okay right here? Not as good?
It sounds, well, you just sound different, but you sound a little bit more muffled, which is weird, but try it. No, it's good. I don't know.
I had a stretcher. Okay, I had to stretch my back.
And then I think about marriage, right? And like all these people, I wonder how many people are frustrated with their husbands right now because their husbands can't give them everything, but nor should their husbands give them everything. You know, you're like, I want to talk to you. Like, I want to be like engaged with you in this conversations that you usually have with your girlfriends. And I wonder how many wives are like, ugh, like, and I'm like, but maybe that was never, that's not fair to flip the script and be like, now you have to be everything to me.
100%. And I just think it's going to be so interesting to hear stories, and not necessarily the negative, sad, bad stories about what comes out of this, but the other things, like the other stories about what happened during COVID to relationships and children and personal growth or the opposite. And also stories of like, I cannot believe Hassan is not on dating apps.
Dude.
That would be hours of entertainment. Hours.
I know, friend. I think there's like, it's really interesting because we just finished our mastermind in April. And most of them were moms and they were all entrepreneurs and they were women. And you know, Sam was talking and she said, you know, it's so interesting because so many people are so idle right now because they're waiting for that. We've talked about this before about the time when things go back, right? Like when they can, like, it's so easy to make excuses to not do right now. It's so easy to make excuses to not work out. It's so easy to make excuses to be lazy. It's so easy to make excuses to not eat healthy right now. Like it's everyone's like, oh, it's the pandemic. Go easy on yourself. But
yeah. And everybody really tells you that, like all the advice is like, don't be too hard on yourself. Don't worry if you're eating badly. Like, don't worry if you're drinking too much.
The only thing is that, it's a lot of time. If you're an entrepreneur, you can't be not doing things. Like, I'm really sorry. You can't be, you have to be working on a new plan.
I know. And I think that as an entrepreneur, you can probably see, if you're going to be successful, that you see this as a time where you actually can grow, even if you're just developing something and not like going live with it and you're just researching it. Or if you've been holding on, I was also thinking about all these people who were just about to launch their companies.
I know.
You know, and they had all this stuff, but you know, I don't think there's any reason why not to launch it unless it has to be something that's like
brick and mortar.
Yes. Brick and mortar. Oh God. Well, something to reconsider there. You know, Lindsay would be the first to tell you that when she left us for a year, she wanted to open up a store, like a gift shop. And she went all around and she compared rents and saw how many years you'd have to be locked in.
Yeah.
And she decided to go online, which was, thank God, because she would have gotten herself into one pickle, not to mention back then, but what about now? What a blessing that she couldn't afford the rent.
Yeah, and the rent is astronomical. But, you know, I think that in terms of like our business and like where we're at and what we're doing, like we don't even have a future plan because we don't know what the future holds. So we're really not focused on the future right now. We're focused on it's like month by month, I cross my fingers and cross my toes that it's going to be a month that we can sustain. That's where I'm at right now. And I think that I'm like, you know, I'm obsessed with being like, okay, like numbers, just because it gives us some control. Because like, number one, I have two kids now who are going to private school. And a second thing, I just bought a house and I'm renovating the house. Oh, and that was, you know, these moves were made because I was bringing in an income where I never let my husband rely on my income before, because as an entrepreneur with this world, I was like, don't, let's not make these moves because, but I said, I'm pretty sure for the next 2 years, I could sustain what you're asking me to sustain.
Yeah.
That was before COVID. And I think many people have made decisions. You know, I sold my house, the people who bought my house, like all of these things are, it's like a domino effect.
People who bought cottages for this, to this summer to be their first one. Now they're taking on a second mortgage. I mean, I know those are privileged things, but still it puts people in a stressful situation because now the income just isn't there.
Very few people live a life where they cannot worry about an income coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so one family income, like I think of the people one family people who lost their income, but I just every month I'm like, so the stress is still there for us. I think that we just handle it in a very different way. And yeah. I think that I don't think we think about the stress. I think we're action oriented people. And I think that you really have to stop and like, think of yourself of like, how do you stress? Like, I don't think many people have thought about how they stress because they just go and then some people, you know, put it on other people, you know, they yes. walk home and they're like,
yes.
You know, the stress I'm carrying.
Yes.
That's not my issue, motherfucker.
Yes. But that's how they handle it. They unload to someone else.
And they think it's right because of how stressed they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like they're like, they put their mood on other people because of their heavy stress load.
Yes. And some people deal with it by having an internal conversation, beating themselves up because they obsessively just have negative talk inside of their heads, which
yeah.
is really, really, is really hard. That's that they'll eat you up inside.
You know, when I that talk comes in, like last night I was trying on dresses and like, just like trying to put an outfit together. I ended up wearing a beach cover up, but anyways,
yeah.
You know, in my head, it's so easy to cycle and be like, oh my God, I hate this. You know, to go really like, this sucks. And then like, and then someone comes and tries to help you. Like, I'm just trying to like, you know, you kind of like, God. And then you're like, okay.
Kat, I literally did that last night when I was getting ready. And
I said to
Taylor, can you do it? My dress. She couldn't do it up. I went downstairs. I'm like, Teddy, can you do it? He tries. He wasn't able to. I was getting mad at him for not being able to do up the zipper. Then I'm like, Mark, how can you just be sitting there? He said, my hands are dirty. I go wash them and do up my dress.
I know.
And then like, he's like, you just walked in here. And I was just like, ah. Anyways, I came over with the dress undone. I was in that exact mood at that time. If you were too, that's crazy.
But it's because I was frustrated. Like number one, I haven't worn clothes in a really long time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's so easy to go down a rabbit hole of like, I hate this, but like, I'm going to work out where, you know, like you begin to like, be like, fuck it, blah, get in a mood. And I was like, oh God, stop it. Stop this mood.
Yeah.
Like get it together. This is going to be fine. You know? And I just think a lot of people do that on the daily.
Yes.
Like on the daily and they wake up and they're, you know, like things didn't go right or things didn't go this way, you know? And so it's very,
when people are like, I'm having a bad day and it's like 9 o'clock, you can have a bad day, but by 10 o'clock, you can start a good day. You know, your whole day isn't, you don't have to be in the same mood all the time. Then that's like, when I think about kids, you know, when TJ has like his, rage, that is very bad moments, but then for the rest of the day, he might just be fine. And that's the same that applies to us. You know, like you might smash a plate at breakfast, but you can go on to have a really great day. But if you continually say, I'm having a bad day, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, then you will start looking for bad things to happen and you will have a bad day, but it's all in your mind. You can turn it around to be a good day.
I think that is very easier said than done for majority of the population. And I think but you have to understand what your stress trigger points are. Like, I don't think a lot of people talk about what stresses them out. You know what I mean? Like right now we can just COVID blanket, like, oh, everyone's stressed out. But I think that's a really weak excuse because, you know, the world is in this position and it's not your kid's fault that there's a pandemic. It's not, you know, you're like,
it's not your kid's teacher.
it's not your kid's teacher. It's not the people you live with. It's like not your husband. It's like, y'all got to own that shit and figure it out. Why? Because we're going on like month two. And if you're still responding to stress and in a way that's like, you know, negative or toxic, I think that people have to step back because you won't move forward in your business It's super easy to be like, well, this took it all away from me. Fucking check yourself. Check yourself, because it took, everyone got taken away from. You're not, this is, you cannot be like, this is not an I statement. Like, COVID is not an I statement. It happened. It did not happen to you. It happened to everybody. You know, like, unless you're hand sanitizer or paper towel or toilet paper or food or a food service, you're fucked. Like, everyone has some type of loss in the situation. And so the excuse kind of doesn't apply because it's universal.
The buck stops with you.
Kind of. And entrepreneurs don't have the luxury to be like, well, it happened. You know what I mean?
No, I know. Totally. Totally. I was wondering if I was thinking about, people who hated their jobs and now they don't have to go do it. That'd be kind of great.
Yeah. But then how do you make money?
Then there's that. I guess they'll go on unemployment and then maybe they'll find a new job that they like better when they come out of here. I mean, there are going to be some blessed stories after this. There'll be so many stories, so many books written. We're writing a book right now, for God's sakes.
Oh God, I have homework to do. I forgot about that. So now, thanks for reminding me about that one.
Yeah. I'm allowed to do it today or tomorrow.
As a somebody who has to entertain the kids all day, you know what I mean? I am definitely letting go of having to entertain them all day and letting them and not feeling guilty for not being present at everything.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I feel guilty for sitting. I'm like, fuck that.
Fuck that. Yeah, that's right. No, totally. I just can't help but think, like, how well designed our business is, and that I hope that people learn from this that you don't need to be in a physical meeting with people all the time, traveling to the office, traveling back from the office, making small talk, asking if they want a coffee, getting the coffee.
I know.
You don't have to travel across the city to meet people, and you don't have to come into a boardroom and have a meeting for 2 hours. I'm not seeing, with my friends and my husband, I'm not seeing that they're learning from this yet.
What do you mean?
Well, they say that they're on Zoom calls all day long. My husband is on a call.
So they're not learning long. Or the world, like, can someone flip, like, what do you think that the meetings are, like, redundant, like they shouldn't have to have them?
I think they talk too much, and I think that they could put it in an email. And I'm not saying that, like, human connection isn't good, but I really think that a lot of time is wasted when it could be written in an email and answered in an email with no emotions, no ums, ha's, and, you know, like, things that take up time. No, like, I digress. Just straightforward in the email. Here's my idea. What's yours? How are we going to do it?
What are they talking about?
Oh my God. I think ideas and, like, bouncing ideas off each other, and then strategy, like, all these things that can be in an email.
Are you positive?
No, not all of it.
Okay.
I mean, obviously some of it is important, but there's no chance that somebody should be talking about the same thing for 2 hours.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
You know what else isn't remarkable? That we still have things to talk about, even though we're doing nothing and there's nothing new. Nothing new. There's nothing new. Like, there's literally, you dyed your hair brown. That's new.
That's very exciting.
I dyed my hair white. That was new.
Yeah.
Not much different, though. But, like that's why I guess I'm shopping so much, because there's nothing new. So I might as well get something new at the door, you know? I'm like, this is new. Okay.
Do you know that I want to shop more, but I don't have my credit card handy?
So, there's a few shops that have it saved.
I only want to shop at the place where I have it saved. I just don't.
I'm craving, like, it's like I'm moving to a new house. So this one, I'm just kind of like, I'll get organized in the new house. You know what I mean? Yeah. I won't. If I'm not doing it now, I'm not going to get organized there.
You do get a fresh start in the beginning.
In the beginning. And then it goes out the window. I don't want to bring anything.
I know. I throw it out. I'm telling you, if you need it, you'll buy it again.
I know. My husband doesn't agree with that, though.
I know. I wanted to tell you, I haven't told you something that I haven't told you something.
What? You did anal?
I really just don't think anal and Nat are ever going to go together. I'm not saying never.
You should start with anal beads and see.
Oh, it just feels like I'm poopy. Anyways.
I totally agree.
So,
I've done those beads.
So I...
No, I haven't.
They're stuck.
Sorry. You were going to tell me something.
I was going to tell you something. I have actually spent a bunch of money on something online where I did get my credit card, and I didn't tell you.
What is it?
I did it twice.
What is it? Oh, seeds.
No, I told you about my planting obsession.
Okay, tell me.
It is, you know, it's charity where they have like a lottery. And then
Princess Margaret. How much money did you spend?
I've spent like $900.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, I'd way rather my craft cart than God. I can't wait to see what you win and we move up there together.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I say to Mark every day, I could win. Like, there's no reason that I should not win. Like, if anyone can win, and the chances are way better than the lottery.
When do we find out?
Well, early bird is midnight tonight to get your early bird tickets, and there's early bird prizes. And they're still advertising for it. So I'm thinking my chances are even better, because at a time like
this, no one's buying. So Nat's going to invest in a lottery. That is some sound thinking, toots. You do that, and I'll just share it with whatever you win.
Okay. Once I won.
Yeah.
Most people win.
Okay.
I won $100.
Okay.
To the brick.
What'd you buy? Did you even use it?
No.
You know, I'm looking at these people's posts where people are literally in backyard oases.
I know.
It's like they're on vacation every day.
Have you seen Heather McMahon's backyard where she is?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm like, there's no, like, if you're, what are you complaining about?
Like,
I go on vacation to those places.
I know. And they
all live in those places.
I agree. They live in those places, like pools and yards.
You know what? That's a goal. To have a house that feels like a vacation house, that people are like, I would like to go on vacation there. That's a goal for me. I just had a new goal.
Okay, that's good.
So when I go in my backyard, I feel like I'm on vacation.
I love
not like I want to go on vacation. Don't you think that makes sense?
Yeah, but I think you can do that in your new house eventually. By the way,
the only thing is it's cold like 10 months of the year.
Yeah, maybe you're going to have to build a dome. You know, I was walking around, I was driving around Drake's neighborhood, and we drove down one of the streets that we've never driven down, and there is a house that has basically attached to a house. The house is another house that is just a whole building of an indoor pool. And it's all glass, and you can, and it's just a, it's a pool house.
Shut up.
So, and like skylights, and it's just, it's amazing, but it's indoor.
Are you going to get a dog? You were almost going to get one on the road. Remember, you were about to get one. You were going to get a dog and something else too. I can't remember. Two things you were going to get. Remember that? We were like, you're like, vacation. You were going to go on vacation.
Where was I going?
We were going to go because we were in New York and your kids were not, you were feeling guilty. So you were going to buy them a dog and take them on vacation. Remember that?
Right. Yeah.
Remember that? That was just like 8 weeks ago.
I know. Listen, nothing would make them happier, but this is my life too.
It's my life. It's now or never.
So I'm not sure. I can't answer that at this time. Thank you very much for asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, fair. Okay. So you're not 100% sure.
Right. That's correct.
You're not saying no.
Well, it's pretty close to no, but it's a no for now. Okay. It's a no for now. I'm like American Idol. It's a no for now.
Matt, let's play a game.
Oh, yes, please.
You want to play a game?
Yes.
Okay. So, July.
I'm like, do you have a game, Angie?
What are we doing in July?
Okay. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let's pretend in this July that we're allowed out.
Okay.
We're allowed to be together.
Yeah.
But we're not.
Oh, my God. We're like a week away from being able to have our families together.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Okay. But let's say that camp is not on.
Not available.
Right.
Okay.
Are you saying that we cannot fly to the United States?
We will 100% not be able to fly to the United States.
Okay. Then I definitely think that we need to look at getting a house.
Okay. So now we're okay. Okay. So that's the game. Okay. And then
I always look at ones in like Simcoe. So it's like an hour drive. So like the husbands can like come up and stuff like that. And it's such a convenient location.
Has to have a pool.
Yeah, I know. Your in-laws place would be perfect. Anywho, can they sell it and we buy it? You and I could invest in it. Let's buy it. Do they want to sell it?
I don't think so. And not to me.
They could sell it to me.
I'm sure that would go over.
That would be such a good investment for you and me.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay. So.
But we also need a Florida home. So anyways. So yeah, I think we should get a house with a pool.
Okay.
And lots of land and potentially a garden.
For all of July.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. Well, that was a fun game. And then my mom was like, I hope the kids can go to school in September. I'm like.
No, we're not talking like that. I said, talk.
Pardon? She goes, well, there's talk of them being like 6 feet apart. Like they will have to rotate the classes so that it's not like everyone in the same class at the same time. And I was like this.
I think that they're going to find out that kids aren't really good carriers of it.
Right. Okay, good. You know what? Don't you wish you could see into the future right now?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you wish? I would look into the future.
You remember how, like, I was saying a couple things I don't like. I don't like yes and no, and I don't like the unforeseeable future. I don't like those statements.
Right.
But what I don't like now is when they say, when things get back to normal or the new normal, things will never be the same. I don't like that.
I actually despise that.
Yeah, I hate that.
Like, despise it. Like, I'm like, you know what? Who are you to tell me what my normal is? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
I'm going back to exactly the way I was.
Also, side note, there was did I show you the video? The video of the airplane from New York to North Carolina, like on April 25th. And it was a pack flight. And they were on, it was an American airline flight. Every seat was filled.
Who are these people? Where are they going?
I think it's a lot different in different places.
So there's
there's airplanes, yes.
From New York, you say?
New York to North Carolina, uh-huh. Because someone took a video being like, it's like nothing's going on in the world.
So hold on. Are you telling me that your friend who lives in New York could get on a plane and go to a house in North Carolina with a pool and just stay there?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know, Natalie.
Isn't New York? Isn't New York on like is still on like shutdown? It's New York City.
There, I'm gonna try to show you the video. There was, okay, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna show you the video. Footage shows packed American plane. Are you ready to see it?
I am very ready to see it.
I'm gonna.
Oh, you sweet child, I love you with all my heart.
Okay, hold on. Skip the ad. Ready?
Shorts or
look,
pants.
Natalie.
Pants.
Natalie. Look at that. It is a packed flight.
400 people.
Yep.
And what's the what are the comments on that?
And a lot of people aren't wearing face masks.
So what was the the comments on that?
I didn't read the call. I just saw the video. I'm like, what the hell is what? I can't go in a park, but people are on planes.
I couldn't picture Cuomo would be okay with that. It's 11-11, make a wish.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I honestly don't understand much of it, to be honest with you. 11-11, make a wish. Okay, everyone, if you believe in 11-11, what is the theory behind 11-11, Nat?
It's the only time all four numbers are the same.
And what does it mean?
It means it's time to, it's what the world is aligning if you catch it and you got to make a wish.
There you go. But you have to see it in order to get it. So Nat gets it.
I know what I'm dreaming for.
That opportunity that we had in London.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
Is that a good one?
I believe in that, by the way.
You believe in what?
That it's going to happen.
When?
Oh, that's a great question. I just want to hear the idea. I was like, we haven't even been able to hear the idea.
Right. And they've circled back, but it's taking longer. Because so basically this thing happened. Did we tell them when we were in London? I feel like we told somebody, but I don't know if we told them.
Okay. Well, we can tell them again.
Did we tell, remember we told, so basically when we were in London, we got this phone call that was like, you are not going to believe this has never happened.
Yeah, maybe we did tell everybody it's unprecedented. The offer that you're getting based on how unfamous you are.
And now it's gone. Or okay, they can't figure it out.
Yeah, well,
the TV world is upside down.
Yeah, and the production is on hold. That's fine. Everything's fine.
What are you going to eat today?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't, you know.
What do they keep whispering to you?
That his rollerblades might come today. And another basket mark orders five basketballs. Two more. So now there's three.
Oh, so your husband's like me.
Yeah, I guess so. I want to get on. I want things to arrive for me.
So he's feeling the pressure. He's finally feeling the.
I'll see it when I'm done the podcast. Thank you.
He's feeling the pressure like me now. He's like, this is what's going to make me happy.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, looks like the sun is coming out.
Okay, well, it's time to go play then. We have. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, that was so amplified. Oh, my God. The microphone picks up everything. It's out and it like ruffled in your. That was out.
Attractive?
That your allergies are starting.
Oh my God, you're right. That's why my nose is running from Broderick yesterday. Oh
yeah, your allergies are starting and Max's are too. His eyes come in like beet red.
Oh.
And that's why you're tired.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Not because of last night. We didn't recap Late Night Live. I mean, that was the funnest time ever.
I cannot wait for our guest next week, Catherine.
Why?
Pardon?
Oh, it's Will. I didn't know. I didn't know who it was.
He's going to be one good ass time. He's part of magic, Mike.
He is part of magic.
His body is flawless. The tone of his skin is beautiful.
Yeah.
He looks fun and friendly and nice, but also sexy.
You're rubbing.
Okay.
There we go. He's going to be great. Listen, everything's going to be great. The sun is shining. We have a Late Night Live next Thursday. I got a craft cart. I don't know what I'm going to do with that craft cart. I'm hoping they can access it themselves so I don't have to dig everything out for them. I hope cleanup is easier. I need to clean my kitchen.
Okie dokie.
I mean, at least it's something to do.
Well, I guess.
Who's cleaning your kitchen right now?
Mark always cleans the kitchen.
That's really lucky.
I guess, but the kids should be doing it more. I mean, they do it every once in a while. Like, they undo the dishwasher, but I feel like they should... I know they're capable because I've seen them clean the kitchen spick and span, so it's time to step up.
Okay, I like this. Let's turn over a new leaf.
Yeah, by the way, tell your kids to go clean the kitchen.
They empty the dishwasher. They do empty the dishwasher every day, so they're going to do that.
They need more. I mean, now our kids have been emptying the dishwasher, so now it's time to move on to bigger, brighter things.
Bigger, brighter. What's brighter than empty the dishwasher? Laundry, Mark makes them fold their laundry.
Yes, laundry.
There's not much. I'd like to have a barbecue this weekend. I'd like to sit in the backyard I'd like to have it with people.
I know.
I'd like to put the music on. I'd like to like sit on the front porch and like not hide from people and be like, what's going on?
I know, baby sugar plum love cake. All right, guys, if you have any questions for us, leave them below. We're going to do another Q&A podcast next week.
It's being released right now.
Yeah, I know. This is today. This is live.
This is literally live. I should have realized you were hungover this morning, my mom said.
Did you see her this morning for a walk?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
We go for a ravine walk every morning.
That's so great that she does that.
I mean, she's got to get out that condo, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yes. My gosh. Mark Cuban.
Yes.
Is cautiously optimistic that the NBA season will return.
That's great news.
That's not great news. Cautiously optimistic. Isn't it a given that it's supposed to return? No. Got it.
So good.
Oh, they're going to finish the season because I guess it stopped halfway through.
Yeah, with no audience. But you know what that was saying is like, oh, that's great for you guys. You guys get to go all hang out and do your job because you're rich and famous. What about the rest of us?
I know, but
it brings people joy and happiness to
us. I think my husband's really missing sports. I really do. I mean, we watch old sports.
I know.
And remember the therapist, okay, and then we'll go, but remember the therapist talked about how kids have nothing to talk about if they're not. I believe men are the same.
Yes.
I believe they talk about sports and things or business, right? They're not, because they're not comfortable being like, yo, dude, how's your feelings? Like, how's it going?
You're so right.
Like, they talk about projects, work, or sports.
And it's a lot about sports. Like my husband,
and it's what bonds them.
Yep, that's true. All right, let's get the NBA, back it up.
Right? So I think that even little boys, like they talk, like they watch it and they like, and little girls too, but I just do believe that they have nothing to talk about if they don't. I mean, they can't see anybody right now, but even on work calls and stuff, you know, they all connect on like this weird.
And my husband talks to his dad about sports.
Right?
Yeah.
And they go and watch sports together. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe it's their bonding time. You know, at Max's hockey and often Olivia's soccer, it's mostly men, like the dads, who take the kids to the sports because I feel like it's something that they have to talk about with their kids.
Yeah.
As well, it's a way they know how to connect. They aren't just going to go and like lie in bed and chitty chat.
TruthSerum.com.
You know?
Yeah.
Interesting. That was a good fact, you know?
It is.
I mean, I wonder what they could connect over right now.
Well, that's why my
my stepdad thought that we should launch Dad Truths at this time because without sports, men need something.
I don't know if men would ever tell the truth in a way that was serious.
No, you know, they'd have to be comedy.
It would have to be like an awkward, like, hey, you know, it'd have to be about sex.
Yeah. Their you complaints.
Know, sex, their sex complaints. And it would have to be about how, what their wives think they don't do.
Yep.
That, but because their wives don't let them do it.
Yeah.
We should do Dad Truths as a joke on Mom Truths. Like, be okay. Dads and be yeah. like, during yeah, the pandemic.
We've you know done what that before. We should do it again. It's been so long.
We should be dudes. What would they say?
Well, let's do it.
My wife is never horny. All right, y'all. We'll see you on the flip side. Make sure, I don't know.
Leave a rating only if it's 5 stars.
Are you tired?
I just got a nauseous feeling.
Natalie, are you hungover?
I haven't had anything to eat. I haven't gone downstairs.
Okay, go. Bye. Go. God, you're going to throw up? Jesus, don't do that. God, that's a bit aggressive. Wow. From yawning to I'm going to throw up. What the hell? Sneezing, yawning, throwing up?
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.